Hi, George.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Tawny, in Bermuda Dunes, California right now.
Hi, Tawny.
Hi. First of all, I just want to tell you that I just became one of your listeners a few months back, and I just enjoy really both you
and Art.
Oh,
great. Now, how did that happen?
A friend from work turned me on. We do security in graveyards.
Oh, really?
So
in graveyards?
All night long.
Security in graveyards.
Yeah.
And that is an eerie job.
Yeah, it could, especially with some of your stories you get on.
I know it. Like maybe one day they'll come from you.
There's been a few times that I'd love to just tell you some of my stories. Because I'm psychic, but I'm not just psychic. Like, some people have the ability to just pull some of it out. I mean, I've been told that I'm really, really psychic, but I was denying some of my power, and I shouldn't have because I already knew what my gift was.
So you know you have this gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. It's many times over. I mean, you know, I can't take pictures without an orb in my pictures or something, you know, something crazy like that. You know, like, okay, I know that you want a future one. Well, in my future, the number 8, you know how you guys are saying about the number 8?
Yep.
Okay. Well, ever since that, I heard you guys talking about that. Okay. I put my number 8 in my wallet. A couple weeks later, I'm getting back next month $23,000.
$23,000?
Yeah.
From what?
Because the place that I live at, they got the land was sold to a big real estate company from the city, and the city has to relocate all of us. So by state law, they have to pay us rental assistance and moving assistance. And
so you don't even own the property?
No.
They're just giving you 23 grand for rental assistance because they're moving everybody out.
Yeah. California law, if the city buys the lot.
I did not know
that. They actually have to, it's like $18,900.
Let's hear it for the number 8, huh?
For the number 8, yeah, yay. So ever since that, I'm going to be going to Europe in a couple of months. And that was my plan. You had a guest just recently talking about, like, the chanting and not just asking for what your needs are or things. That's the wrong thing to do, what people are doing, I believe. You have to remember and focus on what makes you happy in life. What makes you drive? What is the best things about you? You know, sit and tell yourself what 5 things, the best thing that is your best qualities or what you like about yourself. And they need to focus on that. And that's what really, once you really make things are going to happen for you, you know.
Absolutely. My webmaster, by the way, wants you to know that he's going to staple a number 8 to his head. But folks,
you need to stick it, definitely. I carry it in my work jacket. I carry it in my purse. So, yeah.
I don't recommend people staple that to them, but Sean is going to give that a try.
Hey, if he likes the pain, it's all good.
That's right. All right, well, you keep... by the way, why is there security in a graveyard? I mean, what do you think the buried people are going to do anyway?
Probably try to steal cars, maybe. You know, who knows? House burglars, it could be anything.
Now you be honest here. If you saw a spirit coming out of a grave,
mm-hmm.
It's nighttime, it's a little foggy,
mm-hmm.
What would you do? I mean, you wouldn't go up to it, would you?
Well, my knees wouldn't be wobbling like Scooby-Doo and running out of there. But no, I think that I would try to, like, regroup myself, you know, and it depends on the spirit itself. You know, all spirits have just their own different energy. So when some of your callers get some of that good spirits coming around, that's their family members meeting them or visiting them and just letting them know that everything's going to be okay and they're watching out for them. You know, the ones that they get the bad feeling, then you know that there's something troubling that spirit. You know, either you're strong enough to help the spirit move on, or, you know, don't deal with it at all. Because if you're messing with something you don't know how to deal with, it could backfire on you.
You're a pretty interesting security guard. And are you in security? Are you always outside, or are you in a little building somewhere?
No, I'm out on patrol by myself, listening to you guys on the radio and just driving along.
Okay, well, if anything strange happens, give us a call.
Yeah, but I won't tell you my story. Can I tell you my story? Instead of my future?
It better be in 30 quick seconds.
Okay. I know I'm going to England, and the man that I'm having the relationship, I'm the long-distance relationship with, I've already predicted I've seen my daughter when she was already like 8 years old. I'm going to have a baby, and I'm an older lady, but I've already seen her. I've seen her. I know what she looks like.
You're going to have to call us and tell us when it happens.
Definitely.
Simple as that, because you just made a prediction on Coast to Coast AM.